माई लाइफ माई रूल्स, माई स्टाइल माई एटीट्यूड, यू लव मी और हेट मी आई डोंट केयर बट डोंट प्ले विद मी।
Hey guys, it's Luke Hand. Thank you for listening to Luke Hand Podcast. It is the 10th of the 10th, 2022. And I'm back with a twofer for the day, a second episode dropping on the same day. like a bus coming along. Well, what can I say? No one ever subscribed to this podcast without knowing full well that there would be a chance of some wacky ass scheduling. So here you go. Here's a second episode for the day, guys, entitled Hooper.
Why do I keep hearing about Facebook and disinformation on Facebook and genocide in Myanmar, Q-pilling people through Facebook, through Fox News and QAnon? Isn't Facebook only for Harvard students? Or have they opened that up? Because I'm thinking there can't be that many users. Just statistically speaking, if it's only available to Harvard students, then how the hell is it causing genocides in Myanmar? They must have opened it up, have they? Let me know, lukehand@me.com, if you can let me know if it has in fact been opened up. But I swear, or it definitely used to only be available to people at Harvard. I remember last time I was reading about it, a while ago I was reading about it, and I think this article might have said that they were thinking about opening it up to other Ivy League schools, student bodies, but this was a while ago. Maybe they have opened it up, but I swear I remember it being Harvard only, at one stage at least. Yeah. That's right, isn't it? It was Harvard only, because Dickhead went to Harvard, didn't he? And he made that Facebook as a thing just for... I swear that's right. Paging St. Peter, you've got an incoming person who I'm hearing from their loved ones was a very special person. They worked an entry-level job for their entire lives and popped out a few children and grandchildren and stuff. So, yeah, probably not on the scale of a Queen Elizabeth. St. Peter, this is not probably anyone that you're probably gonna see as being particularly interesting or particularly good compared to other people. This is just another humdrum person on the conveyor belt scrolling right past you into heaven, mate. This is just rubber stamp this one. She's nothing special, mate. And there'll be another 100 just like her on the conveyor belt before and after her. So yeah, you blink and you'll miss her. But of course, I don't tell that to the families. I tell them, yeah, she was a very nice lady. But St. Peter, you won't even notice that she's gone through the gates, mate. Cheers.
And he was well respected, well liked. He had mates. He'd go fishing with us. Photographs of him going fishing with his mates and holding up the big Murray cod and all that sort of boy's own stuff. And of course, he'd go to the pub and he'd drink beer and play darts and tell lies and all that stuff. Talk about fishing. And
before I even say this, I know that I'm never going to be able to play this one down, but. Many of you will know that I'm currently in a little bit of a jam, between a rock and a hard place, as pertains to where I live. I moved back to Warrnambool from Melbourne at the start of the current COVID pandemic. And yeah, I've been happy. I was happy to be here rather than in Melbourne for COVID for sure. But thinking now I might sort of start thinking about whether I want to stay here or whether I want to move back to Melbourne. And it's really tough to decide. And there's a lot of pros and cons to both places, of course. Lifestyle can be different. And there was one pro that I wanted to share with that I just thought of, actually. And I just thought you guys might get a kick out of it. Yeah, but like I say, oh, I'm never going to be able to play this down. One pro for living back in Melbourne would have to be public transport and being able to watch everyday users on their phones and some of the weird and wonderful and wacky ways that they use their phones. Force quitting apps, screenshots of a photo in messages, and then sending someone the screenshot rather than just copying the photo. I mean, it's because I'm a bit of a, I know my way around iOS and I know happen to know quite a bit about like the UI UX and whatnot. So I'm quite learned in that space. So for me to be able to see everyday people doing all this goofy, mind-boggling stuff, that is actually something that is a huge tick in the column to move back. But it's just something that I never dunk on anyone. I don't take photos over their shoulder and then put that on any Reddits or anything like that. No, of course I don't. No, I genuinely don't actually. It's just something that I get amusement for myself. But I know it sounds terrible. It sounds so judgmental, doesn't it? I'm sorry. I am sorry about that, actually. I mean, I should try to give people a bit of the cut people a bit of slack, but and heaven knows that there's things that I do that someone others might think are a little bit funny or a little bit silly in different spheres, so I shouldn't cast aspersions or throw stones or like a great saying that I always like to go back to. You guys have heard me say this before. Don't judge others because they sin differently to you. And there's a lot of wisdom in that. Anyway, cheers.
Police said that they had actually identified some third party's DNA on JonBenet's actual panties.
And we will dig into all of that right after we take a quick break.
Mum, what would you say about a bonus Woolworths supermarket e-gift card worth up to $400 on selected kitchen and laundry appliances at Bingley?
Can you say it again?
No.
It's a great deal.
You say it.
A bonus Woolworths supermarket.
Yep.
E-gift card.
Yep.
What's up to $400?
Yep.
Can I have a rest?
On selected kitchen and laundry appliances at Bingley.
It's a great deal of worth.
Bingley, better living every day.
People taking photos of their food, man. I don't get it. I go out to eat these days and I honestly feel like I'm in a photo shoot, not a restaurant. There are that many photos being taken all around me. Clicking sounds going off and shit. I'm sitting there like slurping a tomato bisque, looking around like, I'm the only one eating in the place, mind you. Everyone else is photographing their food. Fucking flashes going off and shit.